Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the wives of Atlanta or basketball wives. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but trying to unite all people. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but a companion and a friend. Topic of the show, living off your past. But I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep gathering together before you as sheep of your pastures. We came to give praise for your love that brought Christ from above to honor your most holy name. And we keep this memory occasion in our heart. This we pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
As it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit search of all things, yea, the deep things of God. God hath revealed his word, his Spirit to me, and show me who I am. I love you, Father. This is my testimony.
Here's my testimony, so can you please just dwell with me? Something that you probably relate to, something that you mentally done been through. I was fatherless, my mama raised two daughters, one boy. Though I knew my dad, situation my mama's had with him, kept him from raising me like he probably wanted to. Only 11 on my own, trying to get my mind renewed. And though he loved me, then feel he showed me my mind was lost. Oh. And then God told me that I was the one, will not forsake me, told me that my path has just begun. And I'm standing on my testimony. If I just keep my tongue on what I've said, I'm on, then I receive, I read my soul. And I just give you all the glory, cause you show me. You show me, show me, you holy, 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 and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. You show me, show me, you show me, you're holy, Lord, you're holy, and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Sacrificial lamb for me, so I confessed and was baptized, received the gift of the Spirit, became the temple of God, so I yield to him as he dwells in me,
and wash away my sins as I confess on thee.
Now I rejoice in my tribulations, speaking the truth over my situation,
that in Yahweh's name, whatever I claim will be established unto me. And for his kingdom,
in my hands he delivered lions.
That's how I know that I'm gonna beat this giant.
You can never take, never take
my faith away.
Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. And the topic of the show is living off your past. I would like to share some scriptures to help you guard your heart. And we're going to come from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23. And it reads, "My son, to my words do pay attention, to my saying incline your ear. May they not get away from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those finding them and help to all their flesh. More than all else that is to be guarded, safeguard your heart, for out of it are the source of life." I came to the conclusion I will not let my fears dictate who am I and stop my weakness from making decisions where I can go in life. You know, I will not let limitation progress and have my control. People with no education or degree have become very successful, and so can we. True freedom comes from all corruption condition of the mind. We don't have fears. Only fears we have is those been implanted from someone else's pain from your childhood as we was growing up. People say, "You're crazy, just like your father," or "You're stupid." Don't let someone else's opinion become your reality. I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself. And that's the only opinion that counts. Unattach your disappointment from your mind. Give others the same benefit of the doubt that you give to yourself. Are those not the things you need to feel love? Love does not give up. You are one who God is depending on you to express godness on the face of this earth. Who did you wake up as this morning? Love, hate, jealous? Low self-esteem? It's your decision. Just be prepared to accept the consequences of your choice. See, only you can add a step in the walk of life. I would be here with my eyes open, also my heart open, because without your heart open, you cannot see the obstacles ahead of your dreams. You are one of many that will not be able to see life to the fullest because you're disillusioned with all the pain in your life. See, when I find myself getting unfocused, I say to myself, I must stop catering to the weakness and take back my control. Sometimes we do things in life because there's nobody to share our pain. So we seek to cause pain. to feel not alone. I recall that day I heard this supervisor speaking harsh employee. I realized how life will put so many people in your life for selfish reasons and let you down. You must be very strong to handle what life installed for you. After the supervisor spoke so cruel to this young lady at his cash register because somebody made an order, and after they made the order, this person wanted to change something. The young lady was still in training. It was clear to see because she didn't know how to go back into the register and make the change. So the supervisor screamed at the young lady, type in what they ordered. It was a very embarrassing moment for the young lady. After I received my food, I went and took a seat and began eating my food. A few moments later, I noticed the young lady was cleaning off tables. I assumed her supervisor got her off the cash register and told her to clean off tables. But I realized as she was wiping off the table, also she was wiping her tears off her face. She never stopped cleaning off the table as her tears were racing down her face. I was impelled to get out of my seat and try to say something to let her know. Her tears was not unnoticed. I told her to keep her head up. I have been through the same thing in my journey in life. I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself. And that's the only opinion counts. After that, she said, she'll be okay. I just pray that I helped her through one of life obstacles so she can get to the next level in life. I was reading something and ran across this poem. You know, I would like to share it with you. The title of this poem is called Hold My Strength. And it reads, pain in my life enslaved my mind. I wanted to be a kite, but I had nobody to pull my string so I can take flight. I needed somebody to hold my string and stare up with delight. As I glide through the sky, the wind blowing in my face, I had nobody to hold me in my place. In the beautiful, mysterious blues where the eagle flew, and where I wanted to. Instead, I was punished because I had nobody with tradition and honor until I met you. Where you surrendered me to the sky, where you taught me how to fly, to make me feel fantastic. Now I can see my dream as I sit up high in the sky. I look down below and scream, I can fly, I can fly, I can fly. How I love you, God, so keep holding my string so I can stay in the sky. I thought this was a very powerful poem. It revealed to me how people living off their past and regrets of unanswered questions about love. Sometimes it gets hard in this journey in life. So many crossroads, not knowing which way to go. But I pray all roads lead back to God. Yes, there will be a few wrong roads you take. You should be looking for the sign to direct you back on the right path. You don't want to get lost out here and be left alone. So keep asking for direction to God's mercy. You should say every morning to yourself, God blew the breath of love into my body with so much authority that it inclined me to say to myself, yes, I can do anything that I set my mind to. Your spirit touched my fears and ran them away. Your determination took on, you're not good enough, can't do it, you don't belong here, and kill them all. God, I beg of your forgiveness because I'm planning on to kill self-doubt on sight. And that should be the only thing we want to kill is self-doubt and not one another. Give love when you don't have to. I know it gets hard sometimes to love through your tears when people mistake, keep producing bad results to your heart, but keep receiving them in a kind manner. Combine fear, love to achieve peace. I could taste bitter regrets of decisions that enticed me to pursue unwise decisions to live in the ungodly world. Unaware acquaintance may expose our soul to danger. It's what contributes to feeling of downheartedness. See, love is a base human need, and we all thrive for it. Are you running on emptiness? See, we have the prospect not only to live forever, but also to love and be loved forever. Because of being separated from my concentration on my personal mistakes, I feel like giving up. I could not overlook the challenges of my shortcomings. I had to learn how to admire those unselfish, devoted obstacles that was robbing me from my joy. I started holding fear responsible for all the recklessness things about having. The thing about having low standards is that you will achieve them also. It takes a lot to see something that nobody else can, and then believe in it enough to make it happen. Purpose is simple, the reason that we do the things we do. People say, if I can go back into the past and change time, to be realistic, you cannot. But reality, you must go back in time and change your childhood fears, what have been implanted in your mind from someone else's pain, so that you can the emotions that suppressing your joy. Until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. So we all have that time in life we can't let go. If you had a bad experience in life, it may been somebody said something to you or did something to you, beating on you a lot, sexual abuse. Every problem that happened when you was a child, it interfered with your choices and decisions you made. You lose sense of self. Life isn't easy to deal with the hurt and the pain that arise when you are a victim of mistreatment. Uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will regret. If you let yourself be consumed with resentment, you become as helpless. One of the best ways to deal with trouble feeling, is to talk to a person who went through distressing challenges. Confiding is often the first step towards emotion healing. If you can't bear a face-to-face talk, try writing a letter or speaking over the phone. But what if the hurt just won't go away? See, remember this. Although you can't change what happened, you can change the reaction to what happened. Do not let yourself be conquered by the evil, but keep conquering the evil with the good. See, this is the thing that keeps your heart unlocked so you can live. Do your mistake cause you to feel miserable? If so, remember, Paul, he was a disciple of Jesus. He said, when I wish to do what is right, what is bad, it's present with me. So let that be the example and a role model, Paul life. Read some of these stories in the Bible. And when you say to yourself, if I can't live up to the perfect ideal person, why try at all? Because God's chosen ones had flaws too. Some were fornicators, murderers, adulterers, spreading lies, but they kept fighting off the correctness of their ways. You may well have been disposed to rage, perhaps because of the influence of family environment or what you do with that rage is within your control. The question is, what do you want to be when it comes to your emotions, in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Others have learned to control their anger, and so can you. But you didn't have to walk around like a stick of dynamite looking for a fuse. How often do you lose your temper? Never. Every week, every month, every day. And who is most likely to make you lose your temper? No one, parents, others, schoolmates, siblings. Drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. Pour out your heart from justice and trials and tribulations. See, the struggle is real. Life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick. The devil feeds your doubts with impoliteness and don't consider your tears. They don't have no meaning to his satisfying assault on your priorities. He will deny your tenderness and accept all your weakness. You know, become provoked momentarily. Take the first step to unattach your disappointment and pain from his needless rules and regulations. You really have to concentrate on hitting your craft evenly, consistently, all the time. See, we need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate this problem back on the right path. You must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world of broken promise. What you try to do is to reestablish trust and giving people a chance to hold that love in their hands. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Only then you unattach your disappointments. Time and time again, people are promised much, but we receive little. It's not difficult to understand why people become skeptical of any promises. Of course, many people do keep their words, sometimes at a great cost to themselves. You give but little when you give of your possession. It is when you give of yourself that's when you truly give. There are those who give little but be much what they have. And they give it for recognition and their hidden desire to make their gift unwholesome. And there are those who have little and give it all. These are the believers in life. These are the ones that are free from their pain. Life is just like a bully. Every day he sees you, he's going to pick on you. So you have to fight him every day. But each time you fight him, you begin to learn something about him. You learn how to defend yourself and what you need to do to get prepared how to fight him. Eventually, he's going to get tired of fighting you because he sees you not getting scared of him. You continue to grow and getting stronger and stronger. His threats is getting weaker. Now the role is reversed on him, but he getting scared of you. But he don't want you to realize that. But as you continue not to back down and keep fighting, that person or that thing in life, it will surrender. See, that's the law of life. You cannot break through until you have a breakdown. Each of us must face a moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is the time when you must stand toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball with the very thing you have tried desperately to avoid. In that moment, you want to find a way around, over, under, or out of having to do what you are faced with doing. You will want to run away or hide because that is life. That is what life is demanding of you. You may not have realized that you are totally able and perfectly prepared and fully capable of doing the very thing you have convinced yourself you cannot do. Only if you devote yourself, opening yourself to see and receive more goodness will life have to offer you. I'm trying to let you know, if a man cannot follow, he will never be able to lead. I'm trying to tell you that commitment, determination, endurance, and patience, and faith are more powerful than speed, force, and physical strength. A man who does not trust himself is a man who cannot be trusted. A man who cannot be trusted is a man who cannot love. I was fighting my own war against justice, injustice, and violence because society failed to support the weak. I began to learn how to defend myself. I thought to myself, can I stop the war, but at least try to stop violent people? But I slowly to gain peace within myself. That's when my breakthrough began. Be patient with others. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your life. Patience always pays off. You will meet up with many things that push you into dark and scary places face first. The spirit is always trying to see just how much you will take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Yes, we all have some basic idea what to do and what not to do. The process of life is ever unfolding, guiding you, pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. Life often takes a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. When you are overcommitted, it is a sign that there is a deficient of self-value, self-worth, and self-esteem. When you don't feel good about you, you will continue to do things that maintain that status or not feeling good in life or make a mess in life. Just for today, be devoted to examining, acknowledging, and cleaning up the little things that create such a mess in your mind or in your life. Each of us must face that moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is a time when you must stand toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball with the very thing you have tried desperately to avoid. See, your excuse failed because that is what life demands of you. Please be advised that there will be situations where you do and give your best, your all, with the best intention. And what you get in return is, what did I do wrong? That kind of doubt eats away at your heart. At your heart, mind, and spirit. The kind that makes you feel stupid, valueless, and worthless. When you are the light, you cannot complain about the darkness. Only thing you can do is shine. Just because darkness does not mean you are not doing what you are supposed to do. Never lie what you are looking at to determine what you believe. And never lie what you can see with your eye to lure you into the belief that there is nothing more. Always allow your spirit to take you beneath the surface. It is there that you will see and know the truth. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. Reaching your goals. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. You know, stop letting your feelings control your actions. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up. Whenever you encounter challenges that life will present itself, we must learn to refuse to be a slave in our own mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption condition of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fears been implanted in your mind from other people. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. See, if you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decision. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. So opposition only should make you dig deeper into your mind. The evil is trying to materialize the kind heart you have. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. It doesn't mean you failed because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. See, you have to keep pushing until you get your result. You must have patience and the will to keep going. Winners and losers. Winners say, it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. And move them to make changes in their life. If not, all that you were going to get will be taken away. Never have the chance to taste life. We must be eager to anticipate the time to intervene with circumstances. Show how suddenly bitter experiences can change our heart, and how quickly the testing of our fate can be thrust upon us. See, many people blame others for their pain, and people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. There are requirements to be met if you are to gain access to your disappointment. See, we must reaffirm ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy hate. We don't have fears. We are disillusioned by other people's fear that been implanted in our mind. So that's why people don't know themselves. So they've been living in somebody else's story of us. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations, and grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about yourself, about your insight about life, and stop letting life's fears unjustify your dreams. Strength comes from you winning your struggle, developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender. That's your strength. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must push your limitation well beyond your expectations, because of being separated from your concentration on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up. So encouragement must be between your heart and mind, and then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. See, a great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do, reaching your goals. Instead, being angry with God, I want to say thanks for taking your hands off my circumstances and letting people see sometimes in life we're going to have to learn how to hold up our head, deal with life. Use this as an illustration how we need to hold our head up. People let you down in life by cheating on you with your best friend and telling lies on your job about you, get you fired. People are going to make promises and will lack the power to carry them out. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. Embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. Love will set you on a great journey looking forward to tomorrow, only if you unleash your pain. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. Excuse me. Let's work together to understand one another and talk things out before we make decisions without looking at the consequences of our actions. Do not hold yourself to discouragement of the heart. Free that guilt that overthrows your strength. It's what will help you to outrun any bad situation. See, self-examination must take place in your mind and heart in spite of your weakness. So you must focus on your boldness. Awareness is of the urgency behalf of your soul. So you need to persist, be forceful, to engage in a meaningful, powerful impact, or to master the skill of handling everyday problems. Take charge of your life and choose your presence upon this world that reaffirm reality. Separate emotions. When things begin to change, that when people will become a threat to your confidence, only then you are rendered a stable place in life. Love no not its own depths until the hour come of separation. Your kid may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. If it's not fulfilled, the silence of echoes of regrets torment the love that was not received upon the tender ear. Obviously, we jeopardize our reputation acquainting ourselves with conversation, not a building, around our kids, around your kids. When they go to school and display that bad language that you thought was cute, just got him or her suspended from school. Now, they don't understand love because it insinuating there's no helping. It's pointless. Now, the condition becomes distressing to them. So their hope and aspiration begin to hold them back from doing good. Your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to you. So they work hard to impress you. So stop living off your past and regrets and master the skill of handling everyday life. The song you heard earlier was Testimony, Fellow Soul. But if you have anything you would like to add on to the show or make a comment, you just dial the number 213-559-2995 and press the number 1 to indicate that you would like to participate with the topic of the show. And the topic was living off your past. But we'll be right back. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
No matter how heavy your burdens, no matter how difficult the storm, just remember, Jesus cares.
I care for you when the burden seems too heavy. I care for you when the load weighs you down. I care for you, and I want you to cast all your cares on me.
Me. For those of you who are experiencing depression, thoughts of suicide, and loneliness, we've come to let you know that Jesus cares.
Through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Cast Your Cares from Mike Green. We accept all genre of music, gospel, hip hop, pop rock, R&B, country, etc. We are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. But the topic of the show is living off your past. If anybody would like to participate with the topic or make a comment, all you got to do is press 213-559-2995. That would indicate that you would like to participate on the topic, something that you would like to add on to the topic or to give your insight about some kind of experience that took place in your life.
Well, John, this is Raw Dog. You know, I think what you told and talked about this last hour, very good, very good. I mean, you know, You didn't call it the crossroads. You called it, what was the new younger version statement that you used? I call it crossroads, but you call it what?
I think I did say crossroads.
You did? Okay.
Crossroads.
The thing about it is that, you know, it's so easy to display the ugly side of your character. You know, I mean, you know, rather than walking away and, you know, turning the other cheek, as they say, you know, it's so easy to snap and come back with aggression and violence and, you know, the conversation that is going to be demeaning to the other person, the comeback. You know, it's so easy to be ugly. And it actually takes skills that you develop as you get older and as you get wiser, they say. Some people get older, but they don't get wiser. But hopefully, as you get older, you will get wiser to understand that the funny part about life is there's a word called karma. What goes around comes back around. You know, I interpret it in the phrase, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, as you would want them to do unto you. You know, that is more the think about that phrase, and it ends up to be karma, because it will come back and it will affect your life later on down the line. You know, to forgive a person for their ignorance or their ugliness or what they've done to you is such a better feeling. It's hard to get to. It might take you a few days. It might take you a few years. But once you forgive them, because you give it to God, you give it to a higher judge, the only judge, for him to pass the verdict, okay? And karma is, wow. When you get to be in my age, and you know I'm up in age, I've seen karma work. And just as you were talking this evening, I reflected on a good friend of mine who's passed away that started out with a good job, a girlfriend, a child, you know, then another girlfriend and a child, still a good job, money in the bank and what have you, and a future. All he had to do was continue going down the same path, being a hardworking individual and a caring and loving individual. Well, he had one trait about himself that was, it was noticeable, but, you know, most people grow out of it, and that's selfishness. Selfishness to indulge, to be amongst the people, and finding appreciation outside of his family and looking for it from strangers on the street. Well, to do that socializing and what have you, they introduced him to crack. And he lost everything. I mean, he started taking things out of the house where him and his girlfriend were living, the children's TV sets and what have you, selling it so he could get crack. He lost his job. His girlfriend and children, she left him, and he had to move back to his mom's house. And I can remember this gentleman who was like a brother to me, showing up at my door with bags of groceries and clothing and chairs, actually outdoor chairs, that the ones, the big sturdy ones, and he was carrying them on his head. So they were so heavy. He had them over his head and on his back, bringing them to my house. And I can remember calling his mother's house because she happened to get in touch with me and asking me because things were missing from her house. And I called her. And as he's standing on my porch with her things, she drives up. And I'm telling him, don't bring those things around here. Don't bring things that you want money from that you're trying to get me to give you money for. I won't do that. And his mom walked up on him on the steps on the porch of my house. And I said, there's your mom. And he turned around, and when he looked at her, it looked like he fell through a hole all the way to hell. Because he got shorter right in front of my eyes, and she told him, take my stuff back home to my house. And the gentleman, he walked away looking like a whipped little dog. I mean, it was shameful. She thanked me, and, you know, all I could do is say, you know, I'm sorry he's doing things like that. You know, and it was a point that he passed away because the socializing, the alcohol, the drugs affected his kidneys. At a young age, he was trying to turn his life around, but it was too late. He had done so much damage to those that loved him, that trusted him, that believed in him. When he started realizing all the things he gave up for that social street, knowing everybody knowing my name, he had lost the human being that he should have been, he could have been. And he had a shame whenever I saw him. And it was a point of he couldn't redeem himself. You know, we always talk about how their drugs and alcohol create the monkey on your back. Well, the devil had his soul, and he couldn't redeem it. And unfortunately, he passed away without being able to redeem himself. Sure, his mother passed away. Oh, I left out a couple of things. He went to prison. While he was in prison, his mother passed away. His baby, his girlfriend, she got married to another guy while he was in prison. He went to prison because he did something with a minor female. He didn't know she was a minor until after whatever it was he did. I wasn't there. I didn't ask, but I know he went to prison for it. You know, the thing about it is that he was brought up in a religious household. His mom was very religious, a beautiful, wonderful lady. You know, she was one of the moms in the neighborhood that knew your name, and when you walked in front of her, you straightened up because you wanted that smile from her. You wanted that acknowledgement from her, you know, and it gave you pride that she remembered who you as a child, as you grew up, where you came from and who you were supposed to be. And she showed pride when she could see that you were getting to where you were supposed to be. You know, the thing about it, like I say, it's so easy to do bad because there's an excuse for that. I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow, the next day. And what you don't realize is that your life has passed by. That tomorrow that you were going to make that change, you couldn't get to because you always stayed in today. And, you know, I don't know how to tell anyone to how to stay on the path, because I've questioned myself at times. Hey, I just feel like giving up. Why do I have to be the nice one? Why do I have to be the right one? Why do I have to be the honest one? Why? But the answer has come to me over a period of time, because I like myself more each day because of my word is bond. You can trust me. I've been down. I've been penniless, and I never stole from anybody. I've always tried to give the best of me, whether things are going bad for me or not. I've tried to give the best, because for some reason there's a happiness, there's a harmony that comes within self. You can't fight yourself from the inside and call yourself trying to go forward. You can't fight yourself from the inside once you've fallen, because you got to get up. And I think a lot of people get stuck fighting themselves, disliking themselves, that they can't get up. They just keep fighting, and they want that fight to end, so they numb it with alcohol, they numb it with hard drugs and what have you. Well, guess what? Just all you got to do is do right. Just tell yourself, from this moment on, I'm going to do right. Whether I come up or whether I benefit, I'm going to do right. And what you realize, your closet's going to start to get clean. You're going to have less things in the karma flow to come back and get you. And once you get that closet clean, you'll wake up and you don't have to worry or stress behind things that might come to the light of day that's going to put you in a position of embarrassment, in a position of incarceration, where they're going to think negative about you and take away your freedom, you know, and your dignity, you know. Once you clean your closet and you start to understand, hey, the only thing I can do is try to do right. You know, I got to forgive people. I got to let things go. If I'm having situations with people that just are going to bring me to a point of doing bad things, wrong things, that I'm not going to like myself for, guess what? You might have to get up and move. You might have to save yourself. Sometimes running is better than fighting. Sometimes running, you realize this is a big country, you know, and guess what? God will take care of you if you try to do right. Just try to treat people as you'd want them to treat you, and try to forgive. And, yeah, turn the other, you know, they say you get hit on one cheek, turn the other cheek. You have to do that. You know, those are hard things, but yet, is it swallowing pride going to make you less of an individual for not retaliating, for not showing strength and brutality? You know, nowadays they have what they call the domestic violence law, that where if you're in an altercation with another individual, that both of you will go in because they can't determine who started it. You know, there's all kinds of situations now, you know, that, hey, walk away. Forgive.
I think you made a lot of great points about your friend. That story really touched me, you know. I think
reaching for a word. That's a crossroad. Maybe the wrong road that I mentioned in the beginning also. That was maybe the new word for the young people, the wrong road that they take. And, you know, until you can fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. And I thought about your friend. He couldn't let go of certain things in his life. You know, every problem that happened when you was a child, it interfered with your choices and decisions you make. If you doesn't figure it out and fix it, you lose sense of self. And, you know, like I said, you sound like your friend. He started out real good in life. But he had some issues that he needed to face first. You know, it'd have been nice that he could have came and confined in you and start talking about some emotional things that what was bothering him so that he can heal. In life, sometimes, you know, if you can't bear a face-to-face talk to somebody, try writing a letter or speaking over the phone to somebody so that they can be there for you, to support you, to help you go through whatever you're going through in your life. And it gets, you know, that's a sad story of that young man. And especially when you said he turned around and looked at his mother, and he fell to a hole. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, fighting with himself. That's the biggest thing that we do. Keep living off our past. We got to let go of a lot of things in our life and accept the fact that whatever took place in your life, forgive whoever caused whatever pain in your life. But you say people try to replace drugs with, try to numb whatever pain that they are faced with. Sometimes you just got to let go of that pain. Forgive whoever or whatever that caused that pain. Somebody may say something to you or did something, and you never got an answer for whatever hurt was implemented in your life. But it would have been nice that if we could have confined in a friend like you and talked to him. Like I say, you sound like a great guy that had a lot of great experience that could, you know, kind of guide him. We need to open up to each other a little bit more in life. Stop holding all the anger inside, because uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will regret if you let yourself be consumed with it. See, resentment, you become as helpless as a hooked fish. And it sounds like you had a lot of resentment in his life. And it's taking control of you. And you can fight it. You can fight it. And just like you was talking about fighting with himself, he felt like a helpless, hooked fish.
Yeah.
And whenever you get to that point in life, you always need to reach out to somebody and try to confide in them. And like I say, find somebody that's been through that kind of challenge that you've been through in life, that stressful situation. And, you know, God is the best person to reach out to for that help. Because once you find God, you find yourself. And it's never too bad that you can do something that God would not forgive you. And I think that sometimes some people do certain things in their life and they feel like it was so bad that God would not forgive them. So it's harder for them to forgive themselves. And that's the one of the hardest things in the world, is to forgive yourself. That's why we pray to God for forgiveness. Because we're so hard on ourselves in life. And I just,
yeah, that's
that
fight inside,
told,
yeah.
That fight inside. You know, that's a sad story, but, you know, that's life.
But you
that's
know,
life.
John, people don't see the inner fight or the struggles of, you know, that you have between your actions and your soul. You know, we throw the word conscience in that, but I think that there are things that, you know, scientists have not labeled, and I think the fight is in your soul and the reflections, like on a TV screen, of seeing what you've done that was so bad, you know, that you just can't wipe them out of your closet. Your closet's not clean. And so when you go to peep in it, you see these ugly scenes. And, you know, young people just need to understand that, you know, they're only human. Let live, let people be. You know, there are going to be disagreements. There's going to be situations that are going to be out of their control as far as their opinion or their appreciation is going to be seen or admitted to by others. And you just go home. Go home, close the door, and think about how the world is out there, and you're going to, when you walk out that door, you're going to be confronted with situations that you just don't fit. And so leave those alone. Find the situations you fit. And I'm not talking about gang, and I'm not talking about any of those aspects. I'm talking about education. I'm talking about, you know, we used to have things called hobbies. They don't even mention that much anymore. You know, and being on Hip Hop National, we talk to the people that want to be in the music industry. And you may not want to be a professional, and you may do music as a hobby, as an outlet. But you're going to have to find something fulfilling that you do that is going to give you the time to grow, the time to learn, the time to tire yourself out, you know, the time to get a perspective of what tomorrow's going to be like, what you need to do, the things that you're going to try to accomplish, you know, They always used to say, go to the mountain and see where you've been to see where you want to go. Well, you may not be able to get to the so-called mountain, but you can get to that mountain by doing those things like woodshedding and doing things in a hobby or what have you. Video games, I don't know about. You know, some people say video games help them think. It depends upon the video game, okay? But yet, yes, still, find some outlet that you can get closer to yourself, you know, that has no drugs, no alcohol, and it's you growing, you examining you, you working on you, you know. And I think for all human beings, that's necessary.
Yes, definitely. That's for everybody. You're right about that. We need to take time out and really evaluate yourself in life. What you really like, what you going, the things that you like to do in life. You might be a painter. You might love to paint. Go to the museum. Check out the art. Try different things. Experience different things. You never know until you try something if you like it or not. Don't be so easy to be persuaded not to like something because your friend do not like it. And I think that's a lot of the problem with peer pressure. Yep. With the kids today. They see something, oh, that's corny, you know, that's not cool. Stop trying to fit in other people's world. Find your world. If it do not fit in your world, don't put it in there. Only do things that make you happy. Find your peace in life. Find your place in life where you is at your you have your peace in life. You at your best. You in harmony with nature or life or whatever you decide to do in life. Find what makes you tick and makes you happy. And don't worry about what people say about you. The only opinion that should count is your feelings. How you feel about yourself and not someone else. And that's the biggest problem that we have today. is that we are so trying so hard to impress everybody else. And the process of being, I see a lot of kids do this. They're trying to impress their friend. They're trying to fit in here, fit in there, do this and do that. But at the end of the day, they don't know who they are. Because they became so many people or so many different things, they don't know where they fit in at in life. So stop fighting with yourself and embrace your own things that you love to do in life. Whatever makes you happy, do it. Just like you say, I mean, it can be if you like to tap dance, whatever it may be. You want to be a pianist or something. Be all that you can be. Give yourself that opportunity to grow. And like I say, with the young kids today, it's so hard for them to step outside of their peers' opinion about them. And like I say, one thing about Hip Hop Nation that I love about Hip Hop Nation is because men get on here, people that come on the show, they try to mentor to these kids and let them know whichever direction you go in the music industry, take what we try to teach you to any aspect of life and try to be successful with it in life. That's the main goal in life. Learn as much as you could and take it to the great to the greatest potential that you can give it. And like I say, there's so much going on with the young generation, so much television that take away from these kids. Their mind is so bombarded with so many different things because the media displays so many misguided information to these young kids. And you have to get focused. And with life, because life is changing all the time. Technology is changing. So you must be able to adapt to what's going on around you. You got to be able to see the whole picture in life. Stop looking at the peephole. Open the door and walk outside and see what life has to offer for you. But you're going to have to face your fears in life. And I think, you know, that's the biggest problem. So many people are so scared to try something new. They just want to fit in life.
I
thought that was a great story that you told about your friend.
You know what, John, the thing about it is that I also try to tell the young men that are adults that are single, you know, I ask them, when's the last time you were 50 miles away from where you're standing right now? And a lot of young men, and you find this, I've gotten answers of, well, ain't nothing going on 50 miles away from here. And you go, how do you know? If you've never been there, how can you tell me there's nothing going on? You know, and they get a funny look on their face and they'll go, you got a point there. I said, right. Until you see, you won't know. And if you're going to have such a closed mind that everything right here is what's going on, you're not going to get a true viewpoint of the world and how far you can go in this world. You know, that's like Bush said. He was talking to a graduating class at college. He said to the C students, you too can become president of the United States, because he was just a C student. So how do you know how far you can go? That, you know, that there is hope. There is a future. There's a whole big world out here. And if you don't go any further or try to see more than just what you grew up around, that 50 miles, then, hey, you've stymied your mind in understanding that this is a big old world and there is a place in it for you. It may not be where you're at right now, you can, who knows your name 50 miles away from? Who knows your name 100 miles away from where you are right now? There's a beginning. There's a point. There's a chance. All you got to do is ask and then put yourself in the position to educate and to make that move. And it's scary, but guess what? Fear is just something in the mind. So yeah. I try to get everybody to understand that. You know, we've had a good show this evening, John, but you know what? We ran over our time.
Oh.
God is good all the time. He provides.
All the time.
He provides.
Okay. Well, let me end the show with a prayer again, brother.
All righty.
Now, Lord, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping us to grow and learn how to forgive ourselves and others that have bestowed their pain in our life. Keep showing us the way of love, God. Keep embracing us. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a great night.
God bless you, John.
God bless
you. It was a great show, man.
Amen.
Hey, let's remind them. There is a talk show tomorrow, so, hey, please tune in. I'll let you do that.
Yes. Okay, yeah, y'all, please tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Also, we also talk, Hip Hop National also talk about music in the industry, what the young artists need to do and what they need to expect from the industry record labels. So we also, we asking you to time in tomorrow and call in to the show. Same number at 213-559-2995. Call and participate with the topic. And we're looking forward to hear from you. Please give us a call. Y'all have a great night.
All right, John. Hey, we end it with a song, man. T.D. Jakes, Nothing Just Happens.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens.
Think about the most embarrassing thing that ever happened in your life.
All I can say is,
think about the most impoverished, financially depleting thing that ever happened in your life.
All I can say is,
about the worst scandal that you ever went through in your life.
All I can say is, damn.
Think about people who loved you and walked out and left you.
Nothing just happens. All I can say is, damn.
Think about betrayal on the highest level of your life. About the struggle going on your job right now.
All I can say is, damn.
Think about the attitude of your kinfolks and your family members.
All I can say is, damn.
Think about how your boss is treating you on your job. About your past life of sin, your whoremongering, your inappropriateness, your attitude, your dysfunction.
All I can say is,
think about that disagreement between you and your children.
Nothing just happens. All I can say is,
in the midst of pain and despair,
nothing just happens.
When your credit is denied, evicted out of your house.
Nothing just happens. All I can say is, damn you.
When your boyfriend married somebody else.
Nothing just happens.
about the struggle going on your job right now. I want you to understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I want you to think about the things in your life that seemingly make no sense. Some of them were painful, some of them were hard to bear. Some of them you're going through right now are very frightening because you have uncertainty and apprehension and anxiety about what's going to happen out of this. And I want you to bathe your soul with these words, that your life is not chaotically confused or distraughtly composed or miscombobulated, but in fact that everything in your life has been carefully orchestrated by a God who is a conductor over the affairs and the events in your life. And I want you to get this so deep down in your spirit that whether things go good or bad from day to day, you are armed with the message that nothing just happens. Say it again.
Nothing just happens.
Say it again.
Nothing just happens.
Say it again.
Nothing just happens.
One more time.
Nothing.